A pair of massive floods that started in the mountains looming over the city of Flagstaff last year damaged entire neighborhoods and overwhelmed drainage systems. Well, now, city, county, and federal officials are racing ahead of this year's monsoons to create new systems to keep the water moving safely. From the Fronteras desk in Flagstaff, KJZZ's Michelle Morisco reports.
Margaret Garcia was pushing a lawnmower over the tall green grasses in her front yard in Flagstaff's Sunnyside neighborhood. She's lived here her entire life. Her family owns property throughout the area. In an instant last year, those properties became risks when a powerful storm rushed down the mountain and into people's homes.
Horribly, it moved a vehicle that belonged to my friend right here, only a block and a half away.
The rains flooded through Flagstaff's homes twice last year. They destroyed an elementary school, and a small park turned into a temporary detention basin, filling immediately with tons of sand and mud. That was last summer. Now with monsoon rains just beginning in northern Arizona, she's worried the rains will fall again on the scorched soils of the Dry Lake Hills, where the museum fire burned for nearly 3 weeks in 2019.
What's going to happen? Are they going to burn down? Are they going to get flooded out? You know, there's always, you know, reason to be scared, but you just got to try to pray to God and hope that that doesn't happen. That's how I take it.
Since the floods, area officials have raced to finish projects to protect people's homes here. Flagstaff officials tested a siren system that has been added to several neighborhoods in the path of flooding this year.
Grandview, Sunnyside, shelter in place now. If outdoors, seek high ground now.
Sam Beckett is with Flagstaff's Public Works. He said the speakers were necessary for people who may not have a cell phone to receive alerts.
So the best solution we could come up with, and honestly, one of the top solutions, was a notification system that is exterior.
And just a few blocks north, the city is racing to finish a massive detention basin designed to capture 10.2 million gallons of water. Public Works Director Scott Overton estimates that'll take about 10 minutes of a severe rain like the one that fell that fateful day last August.
So when you start to see 2 inches an hour, that's when those ponds fill.
Last year, powerful rains fell on the charred area's western flank.
We saw a lot of debris. We saw a lot of fire debris, silt debris, water. And of course, it came through the Spruce Wash in really an uncontrollable fashion.
Spruce Wash winds through the Sunnyside neighborhood and for now will pour into the massive basins here. In the meantime, Garcia and her neighbors are stacking up sandbags and giant pyramids around their properties in hopes of keeping the water moving. City volunteer programs are helping to fill and place the bags that now line nearly every street in this neighborhood. These emergency measures are quickly becoming a new normal.
Unfortunately, it looks like it will be. We got a taste of what kind of flooding happens when a watershed is damaged up on the mountain on the steep slope, the wash from museum flood.
County Supervisor Erónimo Vázquez.
To put it in perspective, that watershed that produced the floods from last year was one watershed that was damaged. We now have 10 watersheds that were damaged on the San Francisco peaks.
Officials are now urging residents on Flagstaff's eastern edges to protect their properties with flood insurance and more sandbags. High chances of rain are expected every day over the next week. Michelle Marisco, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.